Hey everybody, and welcome to Real Talk with Doug and Jeremy. We're just two insignificant views on film. Check us out at realtalkfilm.com. You can also visit our Facebook at facebook.com/realtalkfilm or Twitter at twitter.com/realtalkfilm.
Hello, hello, hello everybody. Hello.
What
hello
up?
World, hello internets. Hello, Doug.
Hi.
Doug, it's been a while.
Yeah, I mean like a week, 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. We took a little bit of time off, not because we wanted to, but because we had to.
I don't know, you tell me.
You tell me first.
I mean, you're the one who couldn't record last Monday, so.
And then you weren't able to record yesterday. Last week.
What?
Right?
No.
No?
I could record last week. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm trying to come up with an excuse.
It was all you.
Yeah. So we are officially going to be headed down to San Antonio next month.
Yep.
For the Alamo Comic Con.
Alamo City Comic Con.
Alamo City Comic Con. We are official press for the Alamo City Comic Con. They accepted us with open arms. They said, yeah, come on down. We did an interview with them at the Dallas Comic Con, which we didn't get pressed for when we went to the Dallas Comic Con. But we did get in. We got our foot in the door. And we got to meet the owner of the Alamo City Comic Con. And he hooked us up with the press this year. So pretty happy with him. Thanks a lot, Apple.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. Especially, I hope that this press experience is better than the one that we had at SGC.
Oh, I think wholeheartedly, it will be a way better show. Look at this. I said I wanted a taco with no lettuce. What does that look like to you?
It's like a taco
with.
I don't know. I can't see if it has lettuce on it or not.
Look.
Hold on. Look. Yeah, I see some tomatoes for sure.
I am disappointed. Threw it on the table.
Threw it on the ground.
I'm a grown up. I'm an adult. Did you see that Andy Samberg is actually got a new show coming out on NBC called Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Oh, it actually looks pretty entertaining. So
really?
Yeah, I have it in my Plex now. It starts on the 26th, so it looks pretty funny. But in other news, we will not be going as press to Fan Days in Dallas.
Did we get a response?
We got a response, and due to overwhelming press applications this year, we're unable to fulfill your request for press. But you're more than welcome to bring cameras in, and a generic response that's the same exact response we got last year. It's like she copy and pasted it. And you know, it's getting to the second time around here is annoying because of the fact that, you know, I would think that they would support the local, local press. And what kind of news is really coming out of getting you press on like WB33? Like, is it? They give you a 5 second spot that says, and a whole bunch of nerds gathered today.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think the only thing press related that I saw out of the one that, from May, the actual Dallas Comic Con, was a thing from the Dallas Observer or whatever. And it was kind of like that. It was just like, hey, so we went to this thing where there were a bunch of nerds and they were really nerdy.
Excuse me, meddling.
It was a nerd fest. Like, that's all it said. And so,
And that's what's frustrating, I think, the most is the fact that we want to legitimately cover it and give great news and be a great news outlet. And I feel like they're not even as big as a huge company. Like, they're not as big as San Diego where you, I mean, of course, you would have to filter it. It's still a small kind of, it's a small get-together. They don't fill up all their space. Yes, they're growing. The Dallas Comic Con one is the biggest out of the three that they host. I don't know about Fan Days, but I'm pretty sure that why not work with the community that is looking to promote you. I think that's the most annoying thing out of this whole experience with them.
Yeah, I guess the only thing we can really do is just, I guess, go and then just be in their absolute face about it. You eating a hot dog now? Like, what else do you have?
It's a caramel apple empanada.
The wrapper makes it look like a hot dog.
Is it making a lot of noise, too?
I don't know. Okay. It sounds fine on my end. Who knows how it actually sounds? Mm. But, yeah, let's just say we just go and just be in their face and just be all over the place and make sure that they take note that we're there, and then maybe they'll remember us for the next one in February, I think, is the one after that.
Yeah, I think that if as long as we can make a presence and, you know, try to talk to people, I think that if we do something we're not supposed to, like maybe ask questions when we're not press, maybe they'll take notice and be like, all right, well, you know, just to stop this from happening next time.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's annoying, but
it's annoying.
But Alamo City, open arms. Thank you very much, guys. Yeah, so
seriously,
check it out. But let's move on to the movie news. We got a lot to talk about. Really big stories in this week's headlines.
And now the headlines with Doug and Jeremy. We're bringing you the biggest news stories of the week.
Just making as much noise as possible.
This is really delicious. It's an empanada. So, okay. Let me just take a quick swig of water.
Oh, Jason is losing his mind.
I don't care. This is our show. We do what we want.
You guys don't even have a show anymore, so.
I know I think he's going to quit. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to run that show by myself. I did anyways, right?
Right.
Boom. Booyah. Just kidding.
He never did his homework, so.
Yeah, he never did his homework. He stopped after a week, and then he's just like, you know? Jeez. What's he ever done? Entertain people? Anyways.
Headline.
The headline. Biggest news in the last 2 weeks. I know that we were planning on reporting this last week, but no show. Ben Affleck is cast as Batman for the Man of Steel sequel. And so I know that you have a lot to say about this.
Yeah, I just kind of like don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm kind of just over talking about it. That's why.
That doesn't work for this type of show, Doug.
I know. That's why I wanted to do like that article thing like I talked about where just have all of us write up our thoughts on it and put it on the website and just let it be done. Because I don't want to like spend, because we could literally talk about this for 40 minutes and I don't want it to happen.
Doug. Let me hear your thoughts on this. Go.
I think that he is I think he's a good actor, not the greatest actor. I think he's a good director. I think he's really starting to show how good he is at directing. I think he's the worst possible decision for Batman.
And why is that?
Because I don't think he has the acting chops to handle it, like to do it justice.
What part?
He takes a bite and moves away from the microphone. Asks me a question and then moves back away.
Can you please just talk for a while?
I think that Batman is a very complicated character, and I think it takes a very specific type of actor to portray that correctly, and I don't think that he has it. Just like I don't think that Val Kilmer had it. Or George Clooney, or guy Michael Keaton.
What? Unbelievable! You just made the internet just explode.
Oh man, Michael Keaton did a great Bruce Wayne. His Batman was okay. The dude is 5'5". I mean, 7 inches too short.
Yeah, but you never knew it.
Oh,
you didn't move. Listen, you can take somebody really tiny.
That's why I'm also really curious what they're going to do because, so in the DC universe, Batman is 6'2". All right.
Ben Affleck is like, what, 6'4"?
He's 6'4".
He's got the chin. He's got the bone structure for it.
Okay, what sucks here is that they have a picture of him as George Reeves as Superman from Hollywoodland. Mm-hmm. And like, no, I think he would make a great Superman. Mm-hmm. I think he would play the good, that type of role great. I don't think he can do Batman.
I think he's going to surprise you. And, you know, when I first heard about the news, I was like you. I was like, oh, no, why would they choose a big name like this? And
yeah, that's another thing. Like, why would you go with such a huge name?
But here's what I have really come to respect about the decisions of the Nolan family. They can cast man-led roles like crazy and perfect and mold them into the piece to where they'd almost disappear. Perfect example is Heath Ledger as the Joker. Everybody, you know, we posted that picture on the Facebook page and how everybody was like, this is ridiculous. You can't, 10 things I hate about this.
Yeah, but see, and that's my argument against that argument is that like how almost unfair that is. Because Heath Ledger, at that point, I mean, name me 5 movies that Heath Ledger had been in before, prior to that.
You
literally could. I could, too.
But okay,
I mean,
but like, that's... Okay, it doesn't matter how many movies they were in. The ones that they were that, in...
But list...
Well, you mean, just look, said it was about that.
No, it's not how many. It's, like, what movies. Like, one, okay, 10 Things I Hate About You, chick flick.
Mm-hmm.
Night's Tale, chick flick. You know, so it's just... You know, The Order, terrible movie. It's just...
Okay, so
at that point, he'd only been in like he only
terrible
had, like,
movies.
13, not necessarily terrible movies. Night's Tale's awesome, but it's like
yes,
kind of
but,
a chick
okay,
flick.
But chick flick. Okay, so listen. So
at that point, he'd been very typecasted to a very specific role. We had not gotten a chance to see him.
And
much.
Ben Affleck hasn't.
Ben Affleck has been acting since 1982. He has like 70 something credits to his name, and like, dude, name me like
dude was
10
bored.
Great movies that he's in.
Okay, Chasing Amy.
One,
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
It's
Jay and Silent Bob
like,
Strike Back.
I'm talking like main.
Jay
character.
And Silent Bob Strike Back.
He's in it for like 10 minutes.
Okay, you named 70 movies to his credit, but you didn't say leading or you didn't say supporting.
I'm just saying.
No, just don't say anymore because
no,
all you're doing you're out for
years
a witch hunt
worth of acting under his belt. And
okay.
Yet he has yet to like prove himself to be a tremendous actor.
Yes, I think he has.
I don't think he has at all.
Okay, Good Will Hunting.
Again,
yeah.
That's writing
okay.
And stuff.
Was he in it?
Yes, but still.
Was he amazing in it?
It's ridiculous that you can lay like just like okay,
the town.
One movie.
The Town. Argo.
He was not good in Argo.
Okay, an Academy Award says you're wrong.
No, Argo was a good movie, and this is what I'm saying. Like, he was a good director. That movie was a good movie.
It was movie of the
picture
year.
Picture worthy. It's just people just have fucking orgasms over these fucking like political movies. It's not that good of a movie. He was not that good in it. It was a good directed movie, but it's not best picture
Man,
worthy.
Man, I just think that you are wrong on this one.
Oh,
okay.
Argo was not that good.
Here's the main.
It was not spectacular. It did not blow me away.
Okay, so back to... Okay, we're getting really off track, but just to get to the kind of... the main point I was trying to make. The Nolan family has made decisions with its actors that have been somewhat left field. Even when Christian Bale was cast, everyone was like, oh, no. There's no way he's going to pull this off.
I think at that point, I didn't really know who he was. I had seen him in a couple of little things. Like, what was that dragon movie that he was in? Wasn't he in like a movie about dragons? With, what's his face? Matthew McConaughey.
This was, dude.
Rain of Fire.
Yeah, I think he was in, yeah, he was in that. And then he also did Thin. I think it's called Thin or something like that. He played it was The Machinist.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
And then also...
But I thought that one came out after.
Did it?
Because I thought I remember seeing something about like how like he just kind of got sick because he went from being like bulky to like nothing.
Oh, yeah. He did that after the Dark Knight. I mean, not the Dark Knight, but Batman Begins.
But like it may have the release date may have been swapped, but he filmed one first and then went and did the other one.
Right.
And so it's one of those because I think they spent more time in post on Batman than they obviously did. Mm-hmm. Like, but okay, American Psycho. Like, there's
American
that.
Psycho. Now, okay, everyone took him for like, oh, he's this real serious actor. There's no way he's going to be an action star kind of guy. And everyone was like, everybody denounced his Batman but praised his Bruce Wayne. But then everybody grew to love the Batman, even the voice. Where is he? You know.
Yeah, but I also think that has a lot to do with Chris Nolan's
and
vision.
That's
for the Batman.
What I'm saying. He
but
is still
here's
attached.
The thing, though, is that it's this isn't a Chris Nolan
it's
movie.
It's an executive produced by
that
Chris
means
Nolan.
Jack shit in the movie. That okay. means he just gave them a bunch of money.
It doesn't.
And he has like
no
calls. He's not behind the. He's not dude. He's not.
He's
behind,
behind
the camera directing the actors.
It doesn't matter. He's a part of. He's a part of the decision making process. I guarantee you, there's no way that Warner Brothers would have made decisions without his input. I guarantee you. And you know why? Because they did an interview, and I don't know the source. I wish I had it. But it says that Warner Brothers, Christopher Nolan, and there was two high execs. There was Christopher Nolan, and there was Zack Snyder. And they're the ones who worked out the deal and talked him into it, and it began 4 months ago when the talks started.
I just don't think that we're gonna. Chris Nolan is not gonna have that big of a role in it as we would like to see. Like, he
no,
did
he's
the
not gonna.
Movies.
He's not gonna have that big of a role because he's off doing other stuff.
Well, you're saying that you like to like how he has like coached these people into becoming these amazing characters.
Yes,
and
but
I don't see him doing that with this movie.
I think that with the direction of Chris Nolan has given Zack Snyder, and the fact that I believe that he is in some part, some way, going to help out. When production starts, I think that I just think that Ben Affleck will be able to pull off Batman. The part that I worry about just a little bit is Bruce Wayne.
See, I'm almost the complete opposite. I bet he could play a great Bruce Wayne. I think he's got kind of
why
I hate to use this term, but the swagger, like he's got that. Kind
yeah,
of playboy.
He has that playboy kind of swagger. But you just said you're contradicting yourself because of the fact that you're saying that it's a multi-layered character, and
I think he'll play. Bruce Wayne, fine. I think he'll tell.
But you just said that. You just said earlier in this conversation that you said that Bruce Wayne is a tormented character, and you don't think he can pull it off.
I think that's. You see more of that with Batman, though, because here's the thing: Batman is Batman, and like Bruce Wayne is his alter ego. It's the same thing with Superman. Superman is Superman, and Clark Kent is his alter ego.
Yeah, but
I think that we'll be able to see him play like the kind of like the playboy douchebag, kind of like Christian Bale did. But it's Batman. It's when he's actually Batman and doing Batman things is that I don't think he'll do good. That is when he is truly
okay.
Batman.
Here's the deal, man. You have more characters. You get rooted in the character as Bruce Wayne before you see Batman. Batman Begins. Batman didn't even show his face for the first 50 minutes because you were building up the Bruce Wayne character, and that's how you fell in love with him as Batman.
But they're not doing that with this movie.
I understand that, but what I'm trying to tell you is that you can't have Batman without Bruce Wayne. So if he plays a great Bruce Wayne, then guess what? He's going to be able to pull off the Batman because the Batman doesn't
have... I don't think so at all.
How many words can Batman say? He's like, I've defeated you once, and I'll do it again. Where are the drugs?
You're going back to Christian Bale.
I'm just
Batman.
Saying. That's the best reference I got. But, like, as Batman, you see him more in action than you do. Okay, go get in the car. Do you know how to drive a stick?
I think it's complete. I think Batman and Bruce Wayne are two completely different characters, even though they are the same one. And that's why I think that you can do one well and do another one terribly.
I think that
like
he's
George
gonna pull
Clooney
this off.
Would have made an amazing Bruce Wayne because he is fucking Bruce Wayne without the murdered parents and stuff. But the rich playboy that's like, I'm gonna bang this model for 6 months and then dump her. Like,
I think script plays a lot to do with it. Also, George Clooney just played himself.
Yeah, and that's my problem is that when he became Batman, he sucked.
He was still Batman. I mean, he was still George Clooney in exactly. a Batman suit.
And that is part of my concern is that I think that like
you're just gonna see
the Batman like the you know if they're doing like Dark Knight Returns with this kind of what is happening? Why are your lights going off?
Really? All right, well, that was strange. We just had a rolling power surge through the house, completely knocked out all power, and then it came right back on.
Dude, it was really kind of creepy because we're talking, and I'm looking at the video of you while I'm talking to you, and then like you turned around, I guess, to look at something behind you, and then it froze. And like your lights were like in the middle of like a flicker, so it got like kind of dark.
Are
you're just
serious?
Like looking behind you just like, what? And I'm like, hey, what's happening?
Oh, no. Looked like something out of a horror film.
Yeah, it was just like you would turn around and like the lights went off and it froze, and I was just like, Jeremy?
Oh, that's freaky. Oh, that's freaky.
That's why I texted you. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what happened?
Dude, you there?
Yeah. Oh, man.
So let's see if we can capture the magic that we had here going with this conversation. So
we could spend 40 minutes on it.
I think we will.
I want to just almost stop and just say this. I pray that he just proves me wrong and makes me.
I really hope
words.
He does.
I really hope he does. Like, I'm so excited for this movie that I don't want him. I don't want to say I told you so. Like, I want him to make me eat my words.
Kind of like when we first saw it, and just blown away by the first Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Like, we want to be that same feeling with introducing him as Batman, and I really have the same hope. And don't get me wrong, there are reservations that I've had with him playing this role and being announced by it. And I feel like I'm going to be proven wrong. I feel like Zack Snyder is going to do a great job with it, and I think Ben Affleck is going to get rid of that Boston accent for the film, and I think you're going to see a different take on it. The only thing that made me sad was he's supposed to be an older Batman. So I really thought they were going to go with somebody else with an older kind of wrinkly face.
I did too, and like, but I don't know. Maybe they're not doing that storyline.
Yeah, maybe
like,
not.
Maybe because they keep saying Dark Knight Returns, and Dark Knight Returns, he's like 55 or 60 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think he is 45.
Yeah,
or
he's
like
the oldest Batman, yeah.
And really? Is he really?
Yeah.
And did not know that. I figured George Clooney would have been older.
Mm-mm.
That's nuts.
George Clooney was like 36, 37.
No way.
38.
Man, I believe you. It's just, that's nuts. But I guess they're dropping that. Because again, it doesn't really make sense because in that storyline, Batman, Superman, they've known each other for like 30 years. And we're not, obviously, we're not getting that in this one. So
mm-hmm.
I'm curious to see what they do. But I'm a little disappointed he wasn't older too. I really had my fingers crossed for Josh Brolin.
Yeah, that's who I thought they were going to go with. But in other Batman news, we might as well bring this up. They have chose the production is like already getting underway. It's crazy how fast that this movie is coming together. After
I think they said filming is supposed to start in like February.
Yeah, and what's really, they've already picked the setting for Gotham City. They've already scoped it out. They've already picked the city. It's going to be Detroit. So production starts in February, and the city of choice is Detroit.
I mean, I guess if you want just a run-down, crappy-looking city.
Yeah, and
can't get much better than Detroit.
I think they're going for a real gritty look, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, and the one other thing to bring up about Man of Steel, I don't have it here in the notes, but Zack Snyder went on record as saying he addressed the mass destruction. Did you read about that?
I saw it, yeah. I didn't read the whole article, but I saw that he said that, like, it gives it a sense of, like, myth.
Yeah, it adds to the mythology of, you know, there was mass deaths, and he is the reason. And, you know, it's him becoming Superman and not really, you know, kind of being in the only thing he can focus on is the enemy and not everything else. And so it's just stop this guy at all costs. And so I think it's cool that he kind of addressed it, but he didn't kind of address it because he didn't give a direct answer. He just kind of was like, kind of just go over it a little bit. But so that was kind of kind of strange. But in other superhero news, Bradley Cooper has been cast as Rocket Raccoon in the Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm starting to believe that this whole film is going to be a CGI film. I don't believe that, because we have the tree who's going to be Vin Diesel. I forgot the name of the tree.
Groot.
We have now Rocket Raccoon, and I believe the other position, the other roles have been cast. I think, but yeah. I forgot the names. So, Chris Pratt is going to be Peter Quill, aka Star Lord. Zoe
Saldana.
Saldana is going to be Gamora. Is it Gamora?
Probably. Or Gamora. Gamora. Probably Gamora.
Gamora. And then a name I don't know is Dave Bautista.
He's
going to be Drax the Destroyer and Vin Diesel as Groot. So,
What look at everyone else?
Oh yeah, John C. Reilly, Glenn Close, Karen Gillan, Michael Rooker, Olivia Lavenbond, Jamar Hosseano, Lee Pace, and Benicio del Toro.
Benicio del Toro.
That's what I said.
Yep.
Benicio. That's real. That's real Italian right there from Assassin's Creed. Benicio.
that's a good cast. I have no idea what to expect from this movie. I don't know Guardians of the Galaxy, so I just hope it's funny.
I just feel like it's a B like I hope they're giving it an A-list production because it really seems like just listening to the whole thing, it sounds so ridiculous that it seems like it's a kids movie.
And just with like okay, so you got Chris Pratt who is hilarious on Parks and Rec. And you have John C. Reilly, who's just hilarious anyways. Mm-hmm. Michael Rooker, who is weird and crazy in real life as well as every single role he's ever been in. They're just all funny people. So I really hope that it's a funny movie.
I think, what if they just, it's all real serious. It's just the most serious movie you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, probably.
And it's just like, and everybody goes, mouths just open. What did we just watch? Kind of like when we watched it'll be like the same kind of surprises like we watched in Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
When everyone found out that the main villain is not the main villain. Oh, spoiler by the way if you didn't know that.
Yeah, it's kind of at this point if you don't know,
then you should be go sit in a hole.
Well, I mean, obviously you have been for the past few months. I mean, you haven't been on the internet at all or listened to our show ever.
So this next piece of news is kind of telling the future of what will happen with Arrested Development. We are going to get a movie before we get season 5.
That's what they're saying. So that was the plan.
We got season 4, which is a Netflix exclusive. They released the whole season of it over the summer. So next plan is to do a movie, a full feature film, and then after that you'll get the season 5, and the creator of the show seems to be very confident that it's going to happen, even though some of the actors say it was so tough to get season 4 made because of everyone's busy schedules because how famous everybody's gotten. So
yeah, I mean people like Jason Bateman and what's his name?
Michael Cera,
yeah, him too. I was thinking of Will. Oh God, what the
Arnett?
Thank you. I'm like not Farrell.
How am I the one remembering names here?
Well, that's the point though. Is that now he's gotten super famous to the point that you remember his name and know how to pronounce it correctly?
Oh, so you're just looking out for me?
But that was the plan though. Their plan was for a fourth season and then a movie. So this is kind of what they're. I know that they've been talking about season 5 a lot lately, to the point where I guess maybe people were concerned that maybe the movie wasn't going to happen, but
maybe that's why they were, is because they're, you know, talk about it enough, it'll happen, you know?
So, yeah.
Oh God.
You can do it. I have faith in you.
Benedict Cumberpatch. Hold on. Let me start with 3, 2, 1 and action. Benedict Cumberpatch.
Nope.
No? Oh, hold on. Okay.
That's a B. Okay, not a
cut.
P.
All right. Action. Benedict Cumberbatch joins Star Wars Episode 7.
There you go.
Rumor.
It's a rumor.
Rumor.
Put that out there that it is a rumor.
It is a rumor. There's not much to talk about, but there's a lot of speculations on what would happen with him, so.
Yeah, from what I've read, it seems like it's a done deal, and just the official announcement is just imminent. But apparently everyone seems to think that it's going to happen.
He is a great choice
for what?
I have no idea, but he's so cool.
I guess he was so good as a, he plays bad guys really well that maybe he'll be, maybe they're thinking a Sith or something, but if they're going to, I don't know, if they're going to bring back the Emperor, I don't freaking know. I don't know. I'm curious. We'll see.
It'll be very interesting. This next story goes out to my main thug, my main man, my main dude, the other half of Real Talk, Mr. Jason. He brought this to our attention ever so elegantly, that HBO is making a new Westworld series.
Yep.
With J.J. Abrams and Jonathan Nolan.
Yep.
So here's what was on the book. Westworld, where robot men and women are programmed to serve you for romance, violence, anything.
Yep.
So hopefully we'll see some robot sex scenes.
Yep. It's an, you know, from Michael Crichton, who has brought us several great things like Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
And Sphere.
Sphere.
And I'm pretty sure he had something to do with ER.
ER.
So that's a thing that's going to happen.
Yeah, it is. Well, let's direct our attention over to the battlefield on your right, because we have a firefight about to happen. I'm using effects in the studio.
I don't know what effect that was supposed to be other than you spraying something out of a can.
That was wind, man. That was a wind effect. My hair was blowing in the wind. The battlefield was going.
Yeah. No.
Number 5 is Instructions Not Included, making a $7.5 million take.
Hey, it cost them $5 million to make that. So in their opening weekend in the United States, man, that's not bad.
Not a bad take at all. Good job, guys. Number 4, disappointing more than everybody. Well, actually, I can't believe how much money it's made already. It actually may make back half of what they spent making it. Planes, making $7.76 million for a total of $70.8 million so far in 4 weeks. Number 3, We're the Millers, something that my wife went to go see this weekend. $12.6 million made and for a total of $110 million. Number 2 is Lee Daniels, the butler. Do you think that... Is Lee Daniels the person who directed it, or is he the main...
I have no idea. I would assume that it's probably based on...
It's the director.
It is, you're correct.
Why would you... Okay, that is kind of messy. I don't know if I like that.
I wonder if The Butler is already a pre-existing movie, which how could it not be with a title like that? Mm-hmm. The Butler.
So maybe they had to throw it in there.
Well, I mean,
you could have named it something else.
You look up The Butler on IMDb and it's still that movie. So
that's real. I mean, isn't that kind of self-indulgence?
Unless there was a reason, maybe there's a 1916 movie called The Butler.
Hmm.
But who's going to confuse this?
Not me.
Yeah.
So anyways, comes in at, number 2 with $14.7 million for a total take of 74. And number 1, the movie that we're about to talk about, because you went to go see it twice, I believe. One Direction, This Is Us, making $17 million. And Doug accounted for $30 worth of those tickets because you went to go see it in 3D IMAX.
It's true.
So what was that movie like?
You know, it was...
Who's your favorite guy from One Direction? Is it Harry?
It would be Harry Styles. Come on.
Oh, man.
Don't ask dumb questions. I would say that it is better than the Never Say Never Justin Bieber. Oh, my God. Justin Bieber movie, but not as good as Katy Perry's Part of Me tour movie. But definitely better than Michael Jackson's This Is It. Because that one, at the end, he dies.
Are you
you're watching closely.
Oh yeah.
Spoiler, by the way, for the that This Is It movie.
We've moved on. Let's not go there anymore. All right. So last week we went to go see. There was nothing really we wanted to see this week other than, and I don't really want to talk about One Direction because that's kind of your thing to keep in the background. But we did go see The World's End.
Yep.
Which starred. This is your part.
Oh, it had Simon Pegg, and Nick Frost, mm-hmm. and Martin Freeman. Mm-hmm. And some other people that I don't mm-hmm. really know who they are, but they're in other movies. Mm-hmm. that's, oh man. I mean, you know, it's one of their movies. It had like the kid from Shaun of the Dead that said like, you've got red on you. He was in it for like a split second. Yeah. Oh, it had David Bradley in it. For those of you who watch Game of Thrones, that dickhole from the last season, you know, Walder Frey, that piece of crap.
Okay, a lot of anger there.
You watch Game of Thrones, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I try not to think about. I don't mix my
happened in the last season of Game of Thrones.
I don't mix my Game of Thrones with my movies.
Oh, well, unless it's Harry Potter. Then he was the Filch.
I don't remember that far back. I don't have the Potter tattoo.
Oh, well, see.
But I do enjoy those movies.
Yeah, I thought you maybe just bought them on iTunes when they were $10.
I really thought about it, but I didn't end up pulling the trigger.
Oh,
but
I didn't either.
I think that I'm kind of debating whether or not my six-year-old can handle Harry Potter.
First one for sure, second one maybe, and then after that, after they start getting dark after the third one, I would say when the maybe 11.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'd say that's probably safe.
But the first movie is first one's pretty safe. It's a little intense, but I think your kid can handle it. If he's watched like Spider-Man, then he can handle Harry Potter.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, Spider-Man, you know.
Well, I mean, I know that's not very like dark or anything, but like, the first Harry Potter movie is pretty tame.
I did take him to go see Man of Steel.
See, yeah, if you can handle Man of Steel, then he can handle definitely the first two Harry Potter movies and probably the third.
Fourth one, don't think so, kid. But, Dad, I want to watch it so bad.
I mean, they start getting a little more mature as, like, the kids in the movie well as, like, the fans.
And I think that's what they planned on anyways was that the characters would grow with the audience. And
they did, for sure, and I think it was smart of them. But, yeah. So enough about Harry Potter.
Okay, anyways, this is The World's End. Great drinking movie. I thought it was on par with Hot Fuzz. I do love, of course, why can't I think of it now?
Shaun of the Dead.
Thank you. Shaun of the Dead. I do love Shaun of the Dead, even though I can't remember its name. Out of the whole trilogy, that's my favorite one. And I would go Shaun of the Dead, The World's End, and then Hot Fuzz.
I would agree with you 100% on that.
I think Jason brought up a good point in that the humor was very British. Mm-hmm. You know, they had a very, it was, you just had to get it. You know, it's not like, it's smart funny to where you have to think about the jokes and what happens. It's not like, hey, I'm going to push this in front of your face so you can see what I'm talking about. And then you can understand it because I'm going to break a joke down for you. Like, because I'm Rebel Wilson, and that's what I do. I do my joke, and then I talk about my booby, because that's what the joke was about. And so, look, I just pushed it in front of you, and now I'm going to talk 10 minutes about how I pushed it, because I think that's funny when I talk about it again. It's so funny.
I know how much you hate Rebel Wilson.
I'm just saying, like, you know, it's not that kind of humor.
Yeah. No, it was so funny. I loved it way more than Hot Fuzz, and I loved Hot Fuzz, but my friend Caleb went with us, and then my cousin went with us as well to see it, and we hung out afterwards, and we literally talked for like 30 minutes straight just debating which one was better. And they, I think they both agreed that they liked this one even better than Shaun of the Dead. Mm-hmm. They said that like the pacing for the jokes was better. It was funnier. The action obviously was better. They just said that all around it was just a really funny and well-made movie. And my argument is that like Shaun of the Dead came out at like the perfect time. Like for me as like, I, you know, 2004, mm-hmm. I think I was like 17 years old. And so, and it was also right at the peak of like me really getting into like zombie movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, that movie was fantastic. It was a funny movie with zombies, and it was just, it's just, I don't know. I think it's sentimental value mostly, but I also think that it's definitely a movie that I will watch like every year around Halloween because it's just like my my favorite zombie movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I will agree that this one was, it definitely probably was actually like better made because obviously you have people who have become more experienced over, you know, almost 10 years worth of movie making.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, oh, everyone has just gotten funnier. I don't know what it is. I think that we've, in this one, you really see just how good actors like Simon Pegg and Nick Frost are. And I thought Nick Frost stole this movie.
Oh, he stole the show, dude. He stole the show.
Yeah. I mean, this movie was still very Simon Pegg, like, it revolved around him.
Mm-hmm.
But man, this was the best performance from Nick Frost ever. Like, he was phenomenal. Like, I could have, you could have taken Simon Pegg out of the movie and just made it about Nick Frost's character, and I still would have watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if had he been the focus, it still would have worked amazing because he was so good. So,
yeah, I share the same feelings that you do about it. I really enjoyed it. I thought that it was great paced, great jokes, great story. You know, Jason and I. On the way home, I wish he was here so we could talk about it a little bit because him and I share different views on kind of how sci-fi movies go. The way that he explained it was, he was like, well, they're nothing like robots that I've seen before. They were just, I expected more out of it. I was like, well, but the budget they had for it isn't like a sci-fi movie. And I thought it led to the comedy of it that they had like the kind of Barbie style pop off, you know, rubber part, plastic right. parts in their heads. And he was like, well, I just think for robots, their arms broke off too easy and their heads got smushed too fast. And they weren't robots like they're supposed to be. I was like, well, who makes a definition of a robot?
And, exactly.
And he was like, well, other movies have made what robots are supposed to be. I was like, yeah, but that's a part of imagination, is that you don't have to follow. That's what makes storytelling great, is you don't have to follow other people's definition of what a robot is, or you know.
Exactly. I mean, if these robots look like every other robot we've ever seen in every other movie, like if they look like the robots from like, you know, iRobot, then we'd be going like, man, I wish they had done something different for the robots because this was just iRobot 2.
And I think that a big part of it is that he just finished watching The Terminator the night before. That we went to go see it. So I think that probably has something to do with it. But I was like, all right, well, I guess that's how you feel about it. But
yeah.
I said he's not here to defend himself. But I enjoyed it. I thought it lend itself to the comedy of the movie. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't have been the same movie if they weren't able to be taken down. If they're all Terminators, then everyone would be dead.
Right. So. I actually just finished reading the new 52 Action Comics Superman storyline.
Oh, did you pick it up?
Yeah, I finally picked it up. And I loved that they had, you know, Brainiac in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Brainiac goes, you know, like, on this planet I was called this, on Krypton I was called Brainiac, and on Earth I'm called the Internet.
And sweet.
And then so I literally just finished it like the week before we went and saw this movie. So then we went and saw the movie, and their bad guy is the network, and it's literally like the same thing. Where it's like, yeah, we came to this planet, and I mean, how do you think you had this technology boom in the last few years? Because of us. Like, we are the internet. And so I love that.
That's
and so it was just cool. Funny because I literally just read that, and I was like, oh my God, it's Brainiac. This is a Superman movie.
You got to pick up the new Superman comics that just came out. The first one just hit. I know that you like waiting for the
I like reading them all at once.
All at once, yeah. So it's going to be probably 6 months to a year before you see it
is
come
this
out.
The,
but
the Unchained one or whatever.
Yeah, Superman Unchained, something like that. But dude, oh my gosh, like it's phenomenal. So, anyways, I'm not a comic book connoisseur, but I have been getting into the 52s lately, and they're just excellent writing. Like, not all of them are excellent, but I have fallen in love with the Batman series and Superman, and they're just great.
Yeah. Volume 3 for the new Batman one comes out in like next month,
mm-hmm.
and I am pumped because I really enjoyed the Court of Owls and the City of Owls. So I'm really excited about the next one, which deals with the Joker. So,
oh, you are going to love that. Oh, my goodness. Because
the cover is creepy with his face hanging there.
Mm-hmm. Like, have you seen the cosplays for it? A lot of people have been doing the cosplays for that Joker.
No way.
It looks phenomenal. Like, people are just going crazy over it.
Oh, I want to see it.
I'm gonna have to send you a link. So
okay, we'll do that after the show. That way, Jason doesn't get mad.
This is not his show. This is ours. Anyways, we got some movies coming out this week. Opening this week is Riddick, which if you haven't seen before, it is the third movie. It's not a sequel. It's just a standalone. All of them have been standalone titles, and without any kind of continuization of the story. So left for dead on a sun-scorched planet, Riddick finds himself up against the alien race of predators. Activating an emergency beacon alerts two ships, one carrying a new breed of mercenary and the other containing a man from Riddick's past. I am excited about this. I enjoyed the first one very much. I even enjoyed the second one. I'm going to enjoy this. I would like to go see it on a Saturday morning. If you would like to go with me, I know you're not excited about it, but I guarantee you that you will enjoy it more than you did the One Direction concert movie.
Maybe. Dude, this sucks. Okay, sorry. The stars of the movie, Vin Diesel, Carl Urban. So I know Carl Urban's the guy that they're bringing back. Like, fuck. Stupid IMDb. You ruined everything for me.
Oh my God, you're right. No! 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 Why did you do that for me? Oh, man.
Well, you know, because you read that, I'm like, oh, they're bringing someone back. I'm like, I bet it's Carl Urban. Like, how cool would that be? And then, like, sure enough, Carl Urban's back. Well, he's going to be like
Bane
for 2 seconds,
Bane
and then
voice.
Riddick's going to kill him.
You motherfucker.
I haven't seen.
Now I have nothing to look forward to. I am Bane. Now I sit here wondering what happens next in my great adventure.
I'm
have you been eating your fiber?
Those videos are funny. I will consider seeing this with you.
No, you're going to go see it because there's no other film for you to see this weekend. And I
actually
have to have a reason to come down to you anyways because I got to pick up a bike rack. So,
oh, my gosh.
Can you go pick it up for me and I'll just give you the money later? Thanks. No. So let's go see that because this other movie called Salinger, and I don't want to hear anything else out of your mouth about not going to see it, so I'm going
to
keep talking.
What to see
so, Salinger? So it's an unprecedented look, blah, 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 blah. Boring. We're going to see Riddick. Riddick.
No. I know, but I want to see this.
Okay, so it is going to be a great weekend as we see Riddick, and let's check out Buy, Box, or Burn.
Oh, my God. Why won't you talk to me about... Why do you hate J.D. Salinger so much? Look at the cast list. Look, Judd Apatow is in the movie as a cast member, not as the director of this movie. I wonder, who the hell is he going to play?
I don't know, but I don't care because I'm going to see Riddick.
And John Cusack and Philip Seymour Hoffman and Ed Norton. I mean, come on. It's going to be awesome.
Bye.
Box.
I'm just not ready for this episode to be over.
We can talk more. We can chat. It's been 2 weeks, so you're like, let's get two shows in. It'll be awesome. Yeah.
We're just here at this point, which means that we're almost done.
I know. But the good thing is we'll start recording 3 times a week, so that way we can...
What?
Huh? What?
What?
Surprise! Yeah. All right, so we got Now You See Me, Buy, Box, or Burn?
Burn.
No! Oh, I hate you. This should not be your segment. This should be mine.
Fine. Box it, and then
no,
when
you
it
don't
gets
change
really
your mind
cold,
now.
Huh?
Don't change your mind now.
Oh, I mean, you're still gonna end up burning it. I just meant, you know,
you're
burn
such
it later.
Ass. You're such
watch
a
it first and burn it for warmth later. When the world ends and we're having to use stuff like that
okay,
for warmth.
Okay, so now we got a couple more. Let's move on.
All right.
How about Spartacus?
War
of the Damned.
Don't even remotely care.
Burn it.
So, oh, not burn it. Just, you know, I mean, if you like softcore porn, you know, then I guess box it.
About Empire State. I didn't even know this movie existed, but it's got Liam Hemsworth, Emma Roberts, and Dwayne Johnson, based on a true story.
Man, probably just burn it, wouldn't you say?
I don't know, man. I'm kind of interested.
But obviously not enough that you didn't go bother seeing it when it was in theaters.
I don't think this thing went to theater.
It did.
Did it?
I don't know.
Empire State. I'm going to write that down right now. Look that up. Put that on the couch.
I mean, it has a rating already, so that means someone's seen it.
Empire State.
It got a 6.9 out of 10, according to this.
Came out there. Just add that. All right. Now it is in my queue to watch.
Okay. So, wow.
That's that.
Okay. See, so I guess box it.
I'm boxing it. All right. Revolution Season 1.
So you're going with, like, TV shows.
Sharknado!
Oh.
Bye. That's all that came out, really, this week. Other than some re-releases.
There's The Iceman. That one came out in the theater a couple months ago.
Stop it.
It kind of went under the radar, but I really wanted to see it because it was about the hitman.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked intense. Did you see the trailer for it?
No.
Dude, it looked intense. And it's got Ray Liotta, Chris Evans, James Franco, David Schwimmer, and Winona Ryder.
Really?
As well as Michael Shannon, who I don't really know who that is, but all those other people. But it got a 7.7 out of 10, and it just looked intense as crap.
Because
it's about this guy who, this is a true story. This dude was a hitman, and he killed like 1,000 people. Not literally 1,000, but like he murdered a ton of people as a hitman.
That seems terrible.
And so the movie's about him doing that. And it just seems the trailer looked, like I said, intense. So I want to see it. So I'm saying, I hate saying buy movies that I've never seen. So I'm going to say box it for sure. And then The Fugitive, buy it, obviously. Duh, it's The Fugitive.
Can I announce these first? Now you're just picking out movies yourself.
Because you just thought, like,
it's half of
gonna,
my job.
Okay, so Sinbad.
I was going to say Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura. You know, it's one of those, if you already have it, why, I mean, if you're trying to update your collection, then I guess buy it again. If you, you know, if you already own it, like, mm-hmm. why would you need to buy it again?
And then we have a double horror classic, Children of the Corn, and Sleepwalkers.
That is a buy.
All right.
Actually, I've never seen Sleepwalkers. I recently watched Children of the Corn, and it was pretty freaking terrible.
Really?
Yeah, I remember watching it like a couple years ago and being like, oh, that wasn't too bad. And then I watched it. I went a couple months ago. I just watched a whole bunch of horror films. And that was one I watched it, and I was like, wow, this is not good.
Hmm. Interesting. I remember watching it and being very, very afraid.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the kids are creepy, especially the one. Yeah. Oh, man. Kids Malachi. Really, oh, he's weird.
Yeah. I would never name my kid that.
No, never.
All right, and we will end on this movie right here, Sinbad.
Is this a movie or is this a TV show? This is the complete first season.
Yeah. Look at him. So muscular.
Gonna have to say box it. It's BBC, so maybe it was actually good. I don't know. They make good TV.
Yeah, and the Eagles look pretty cool. So on the cover.
Yeah, I saw it like swooping down.
Yeah. So, well, that was our show for the week. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Please look forward to a couple things we didn't mention in the beginning, which I don't know why we end with them, but we're still in talks with doing the interview with the guys over at
In Development.
Thank you. In Development.
We're recording a little bit later tonight, so
I'm a little sleepy. Excuse me. So we're still going to get that going. They had some some things come up, so they couldn't record with us. But we will be doing that, and we're also going to Alamo City Comic Con in October. Screw you, Fan Days. We'll still pay to get in, but we do not like you and your little press people. And then also we're trying to nail down a little website interview called. We're going to interview Chris from BatmanNews.com. So we're looking forward to that. We don't have any dates for that right now. We're still trying to nail it down. But as soon as we do, we'll let you know and get you updated. We got some cool stuff on the way. We got some giveaways that we're going to do here shortly. We're doing a dinner date with our hosts. You're going to be able to bid online for Doug. He's going to go on a date for the highest bidder, man, female, or she-male.
We'll go see the One Direction movie.
Yes, that is so romantic. So that's been our show for the week. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Sorry for missing you the last 2 weeks, but we won't do it again to you. Until next week, my name is Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
And this is Real Talk. Say it, Doug.
Real Talk.
No, say it.
Say what?
Real Talk.
Oh. Oh. You want me to say it like that? Real Talk.